Star with OTV.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine, Great Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything Bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
The sound you're hearing right now is mom trying to clean dog hair off the microphone.
Oh, there's a little bit.
There's no getting dog hair off that microphone. It's
okay.
It's part of its charm now.
Hi, Pino. Hi, Ramen.
Aw, the little babies. I miss them. Was that you? I thought my computer beeped or like the microphone was too close. That came out of you.
That was me.
Hey, happy Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, sweet love. Yeah.
Sweet, sweet love. It's not Spade and Sparrows, but...
I wish. When are you going to get it in Mexico?
You know what? I'm not sure about that, but you are headed back to Canada.
I am. I can't wait.
In June. Okay, but how... Do you have to quarantine for 2 weeks then once you get in?
Yes. We don't know if we're going to have to quarantine for 3 days and then quarantine for 2 weeks, but we're prepared for whatever because we want to help this thing along. Like, let's get her done.
Yeah, Alberta... Well, BC is...
Oh, BC is bad.
Oh, BC is bad. Anyways, can you believe we're just sitting here podcasting right now? No. Over wine?
Over wine and over the ocean and...
It's... now we've been with each other for a week.
Yes.
But when we first saw each other, how much emotion was going on there?
A lot. A lot of emotion. Even now, just thinking about it, I get emotional. But
Mama! Didn't mean to make you cry.
But you did.
But I definitely did.
But I want to read you something that Charity sent me.
Yeah.
And it sums it up perfectly.
Okay.
And I'll try to get through it without crying.
You can cry. You're already going to cry.
She said, I hope with all my might that your heart is filled to the tippy top with joy at having Katie and Jason finally there. I'm thrilled for you. It must feel like taking an immense gulp of air after being underwater for a minute too long.
That's really sweet.
It is. Isn't that sweet? But that's a good analogy because I and so many people out there can relate that it's like you're holding your breath for so long. And then when you can finally...
It didn't feel real. Like when I was walking out of the airport and you were standing there, already crying, of course. And we were like nose to nose, like looking at each other's eyes, like, oh my God, you're real. It felt like, well, that is obviously the longest that we've ever gone.
Since you came out of my womb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Straight out of that womb. I've never gone that long.
That's the longest time. So yes, huge relief. And I'll be so happy for other people out there who get to finally experience this. If we all just,
Mom just mouthed, get vaccinated.
Can I say that?
Well, because... I mean, I don't know why that has to be controversial. It's like, I mean, in my opinion, it should be just, of course.
Yes.
But I mean, I get all sides of things always.
Yes.
And I get that it's probably scary for some people, but I don't know. This is one of those things where I always want to say to each their own or do whatever you want. But this just seems like, come on.
Please. Well, it is. It's an individual decision, but I'm happy that you and Jason have been vaccinated and Rob and I have been vaccinated and Haley's getting hers and Sid is old enough to get vaccinated too, so that we can get back to a new normal because I think we will always wear masks, but we're not going to get into that.
No,
I asked you when we started the podcast, I grabbed my mask and I said, oh, I don't need a mask for this.
I know. It feels like it's just a ongoing accessory at this point that you always have on you.
I accessorize if I have black or blue or I have.
You do accessorize. You are the accessorizing queen.
Uh-huh. That's my message.
You like.
Moisturize, exercise, and accessorize.
But you're wearing a double scrunchie right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to paint a picture for everybody. You're wearing a leopard scrunchie with a snake pattern scrunchie on top of that leopard scrunchie.
Because
you're wearing a leopard bathing suit with a zebra striped shirt over top.
Isn't that a lovely picture?
What do you wear? Black shorts and little pattern Hawaiian style flip flops.
Yep. flip-flops.
I'm in my bathing suit. We tried to start podcasting outside, but then a leaf blower started going and a golf cart went by and I decided, okay, we should probably just take our wine and head inside. Okay. Oh my gosh. We've done so much since I've been here. We have gone golfing. We've played pickleball. We've rented a yacht and had a dance party on there. We've swam in the ocean. We've had a pool day. We've gone to the beach. We have went to live jazz music. We've cooked inside. We've dined outdoors. We've watched surfers. We've really done it all.
We have.
We've played. So how many card games do you think we've played?
Every night. Every night.
Every single night.
And at least three games a night.
At least?
Yes.
At least. I come home and I'm always like, oh, I am so full of wine. And then I'm like, oh, I'll have a little nightcap. Yeah. I mean, we're still going on the card games. I might as well pour another one. I mean, I'm about to pour another one. But that's what vacation is all about.
That is. And I feel like I'm on a holiday with you.
It's a holiday. Yeah. Well, it is because we're celebrating so much right now. The fact that we get to spend time together, the fact that there is an engagement. I don't know if you heard or if anyone knows about that. I'm not shoving it down anyone's throats or anything. I was so Jason didn't think I was going to release that podcast because I love having those things just for myself. And so he thought, no, this isn't a podcast. And
right.
Then I was like, well, can we release it? Because everyone's going to ask so many questions about how it happened.
Right.
When, where, the emotion. And, you know, some of his guy friends, not all of them, were like, wow, real brave of you to put out your emotions like that.
Oh, and I say good on you.
He didn't
more
think
guys
of that.
Need
he was
to.
Like, sure. Yeah. Let's put it out there if you want to share it. And anyways,
I can't wait to watch it. We're going to watch it together.
Yes. Tonight. Because there's videographers on top of that. And I will share that video eventually, too. But we're going to.
And they were
there
because you were doing a photo shoot that afternoon.
I know.
And trying out something different with your podcast videoing and stuff. And you were I just love how he absolutely floored you, surprised you. You had no clue. So back at you, April Fool's joke.
I know. This is a much better prank.
Yeah.
than I pulled on him. But it was so funny because so many times I said, I always pictured Jason doing something so extravagant because he's like, you know, romantic. And I thought he would make it like this crazy over the top thing. But I always wanted something very intimate. Mm-hmm. And so I really didn't see it coming because I thought whenever he does it, I'm going to know it's happening because it'll be something big.
Right.
So I
love that. Well, he caught me too because he said, oh, I'm going to do a podcast, and it's going to be about Caitlin. I'm just going to ask you questions, but we're not going to tell her till it's done. And so I said, okay. So I was, what should I wear?
Yeah.
And then I said, should I have stories prepared? And he said, no, it's just going to be fast fire questions. Like I'll ask you and I'll ask Rob some questions and we'll just go back and forth like that. So he did. We had our Zoom and he asked these questions and I was answering wholeheartedly and so was Rob. And then he said, well, guys, my face is flushed and red and my eyes are red because I've been crying. I went, what? Oh, no. Like he caught me off guard when he asked if he could have our blessing. I mean, as he did all our family members and his. So it was so sweet. But what was so sweet is that he cried when he asked. And then I cried.
Yeah.
It was just very sweet. But then I still thought we were doing a podcast.
So you're still crying. You're like, okay, ask me more questions. No, we're done.
I was still crying. And I said, okay, well, can I go back and answer this question? Because I have a better answer for it. And he said, Lester, there is no podcast.
What kind of questions was he asking about me?
About you, like, what did you want to be when you were young? And I said, well, you had this Fisher-Price radio with a microphone, like, and you were interviewing people.
There you go.
So, hey.
Dreams can come true. Look at me, babe. I'm with you.
Dream.
You have a song for everything.
Now back to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Well, let's shine the spotlight on you a little bit because I know my vinos stink and love you.
Oh, no. Well, I love your vinos. Let me just say, I always know you have an army behind you because as a mother, yes, I know you tell me, do not read things. Do not look that. And sometimes I do, but then I just feel so calm and comforted knowing that your vinos have your back.
That's true. They really do.
Yeah. And your scrunchie gang.
The scrunchie gang, the vinos, and the big wine guys.
Yes. Everybody has your back. And so I know, they've got you covered.
That's true. Yeah. They really do.
Yeah.
It is a nice little army.
It's beautiful.
It's an army. It's a family. It's a friendship. It's all the things. I just wish I could like personally talk to each person.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Up a lot of time, but I wish I could. Oh, yeah. That was cocky. Oh, that would take up a lot of time. There's a lot of them out there.
You've got so many. I hope you do because, and they were there for Dancing with the Stars.
Oh my gosh. That's Mom and I sat the other day and watched all of my dances. And Jason was like, how long did that take? I'm like, well, not that long because each dance was only like a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we just skimmed through them and it was so.
But we would pause and I'd say, what were you thinking here?
Yeah.
And she was saying, I was thinking, oh my God, my ribs hurt so bad.
Yeah. A rib injury, ankle injury. I was in pain the whole time, but I was just like, get through it.
But, and then you were saying, I was having so much fun in this number.
Yeah.
I was just loving every minute of this number. So,
yeah.
It was really fun to watch since we couldn't be there in person. This was the next best thing. So,
do you get nervous to watch me again on TV now coming up with Bachelor? I don't know how much, obviously, I'll be a part of the season or what they're going to show, but yes. Do you get nervous? I go back
like
on TV?
You just asked me that question. My stomach went butterflies and not the good kind because people can be so cruel.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know we were watching Kelsey Knight from Lady Gang. Her story was this morning?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was talking about how she was a judge.
She was a Miss Universe
judge,
which is wow. That's so cool. And she looked beautiful every night. She had a different look and
she was so honored to be there. And somebody was like, you're the worst judge. I hope you would die.
Yes.
Like, what? That is unreasonable.
That's horrible. And you know, this is my friend's daughter.
Yeah.
But it's always somebody's daughter or son that people are attacking, but we have to not give them any attention.
Pay attention
to the positive, and I thank you all for all your positivity.
How have you been during this COVID quarantine time? Because you're not stuck in Canada. You have a beautiful place in Mexico. Mm-hmm. You and Rob have been here since the pandemic, mm-hmm. and it's relaxing, but I mean, you're far away from everybody. So what, have you found any hobbies, things to do? Maybe this can be your confession that you...
I'm supposed to be writing a book right now.
Writing a book?
Yes. Well, you know, I do love to write.
You're a very good writer.
And I do write poetry.
Yeah.
Which I've sent to you, and I'm still waiting for a song to come out with one of my poets.
I love that. Your
poems.
Sweet, sweet cleaning lady is just
wiping the... Can you hear that?
It is funny if you can. She's just a sweet little angel, and she's just scrubbing the windows right now. And it's like...
Sunscreen was on
like,
the windows.
It's like... Da-da-da-da-da-da. Anyways.
Wait a minute. Well, I have to go back.
What?
Back up the train what? Because you asked me if I get nervous about you being on TV. Yeah. And yes, I do get nervous, but then I also get excited because I get to see you every week.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
I wish you did more Instagram stories because like even one of my girlfriends, you know, Shayna, her mom reached out to me and she was like, you just are doing this and you seen this. And I was like, but I don't even know anything that's going on with you because people don't do Instagram stories like I do every single day.
Right. Well, who am I? I mean,
but you're my mom and I would like to see Instagram stories.
I got up today. I got dressed.
Woo.
Woohoo.
We took the golf cart down to the market and got a little arugula avocado toast.
With a hard boiled egg on top.
It was delicious.
Yes.
Wait, I have a question. How excited are you to be a mom of the bride?
Oh my God. Okay. Now that gave me butterflies in a good way.
Like, who's going to be more of a bridezilla, me or you?
I don't think you will be because you want it to be low key and I'll want it to be everything, but I want it to be perfect for you, for what you and Jason want. So if you're happy, I'll be happy.
Yeah, okay.
But do I get to go to, try on wedding dresses?
Well, that's the thing. Low is obviously going to help me find the perfect wedding dress. And I feel like you'll be able to help me even if it's just online because he'll send me so many options and things. It'll be a very modern day wedding
gown. I want to be there with Lo and you come out behind the curtains and we see this one and that one and we hold up a sign, yay or nay. And
oh, okay. Well, then let's do that. But you'll have to come to LA then.
Okay. Well, because I want Lo to dress me for the wedding too.
Oh, yeah. He'll dress you. He'll dress I don't know if Lo even knows this. He might just find out from this podcast, but he's going to be at my wedding party. Oh, is that? I know that's supposed to be like a big thing. Like Jason's very much, my mom's giving me a look. Lo, this is how I'm asking you to be in my bridesmaid.
You wanted it to be special.
Yeah. And I want him to be standing up there with me.
And this is special because I'm in on that.
Yeah.
And I think it's awesome.
Yeah. And I just want everyone to wear whatever they want. And I want, I don't know. I don't like putting people in positions where they're, I'm like, you have to wear this bridesmaid dress or you have to do this. Or I even feel bad asking people to be at my wedding party because I feel like that's putting them in a position to feel obligated to do something for me.
Oh, but they'll be honored.
I know.
As will I.
Do you have any wedding advice, planning wise? Any of your own stories to share?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Way back in the day, 1973.
That's not that long ago.
I was 21.
Aww.
Don't do the math.
Okay.
I mean, I thought I splurged buying a $500 wedding dress.
Ooh.
And it was all that.
That probably was. Do you still have your wedding dress?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's at your dad's.
Is it really?
It was for the longest time. Yeah.
I remember putting on your wedding dress when I was little. It had really nice buttons.
Yes,
all
lots
of the back.
Of buttons. A high neck.
A very high neck.
That was...
It was a little yellowy? Or is that just from
that
the time?
That was age.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
I'm not mad at that.
I did not get it back in that day. You didn't... Well, I didn't know about taking it to the dry cleaners and getting it put in a box and save forever. So your daughter could wear it. I could get it whitened.
You know what? Let's look into it.
Let's look into that.
I don't
think
Lo would
approve. Or you could use a piece of the lace or something.
Yeah, we'll use a little something of it.
Okay.
And obviously, this is my first recording since the engagement, so we're going to talk a little wedding talk through this, but not too much because we literally just got engaged like a minute ago. But I feel like the moment, a hot minute. I feel like the moment you get engaged or, you know, everyone has a gazillion questions and thinks that you have the entire wedding planned, but that's not the case. So I'm going to share some thoughts to give the people what I want. Okay.
Okay.
I have no date set.
No date yet. No.
I have no venue set.
No venue. No.
No idea what my, well, now we have a little idea of what my dress
is going to have a little piece of my dress in it.
So really there's not a lot to cover here. I feel like through the weeks and podcasts, I'll have more to share about wedding and I'll need people's advice. And I don't know, like, I don't know the first thing about planning wedding. I know everyone in the world knows I've been engaged before, but this one is so different. There was zero wedding talk in my last engagement. Mm-hmm. Zero, because obviously it's a different situation. We had just met. Mm-hmm. This one, it's like, we're already talking about like the possibilities and kids and all these things. And it's so exciting, but
I'm so excited and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose my.
Nope. That's nope. What are you, Jason Tardik? And you can't think of lyrics.
Okay.
Anyways.
Carry on. Anyways. Yes. I mean, is it destination wedding? Is it Canada? Is it US?
Is it winter? Is it spring? Is it summer? Is it fall? Short, long engagement?
Oh,
we want a short engagement. General vibe, big wedding, traditional, something out of the ordinary.
I don't
super
know.
Super chill, wild. And I don't know.
I don't know.
Super glam. Oh. Will I be in sneaks?
Maybe for the dance part.
I don't know. There's people have always, you know, talked about their wedding venues because church is very traditional. I can't see myself getting married in a church, but I do think about like secret little wedding venues that I've maybe seen over the course of, you know, all of my friends have gotten married. I feel like I'm the last one out of everyone to get freaking married. But anyways, speaking of venues, I have to tell you something. My heart breaks thinking about so many small independent venues around the US and Canada, actually probably around the world, that have permanently closed their doors or like struggle each day to stay open because of COVID. I feel like I've heard a lot about this happening and social gathering restrictions that have affected them immensely for like over a year.
Yes, that's their livelihood and they couldn't do it.
I even think about, like, besides, you know, having a venue to get married at, I always think about going back on tour with the podcast. The first few tours, you got to see one.
I did. I was in one.
You were
Phoenix.
In one. And it was wild and crazy
it
and out of control in the best way possible.
An experience to remember forever.
It really is an experience. It was, sometimes I feel like it's like a stand-up show because we say very inappropriate things, but other times it feels like very intimate because like we all feel like friends there.
Yes.
Everyone's in the crowd. And
everybody's there for you, cheering for you. And
each other, and people make friends.
Yes. And they keep that friendship.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's awesome. But yes, but where would you have it if these venues close?
And some of those venues that I had were incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, what is it? City Winery. The one that we did in Phoenix was incredible. And I don't know, reminder to self to get another tour done and out of the way before I have babies.
Yes.
Or definitely. Maybe bring the babies. That seems a little rowdy.
Okay.
No, that would be, I'd have to have those big, huge headphones on the babies.
Yes, to protect their ears. But you were going to have a bus so then they could have their beds on the bus.
I know. It was my dream and the to dogs have a tour bus. And,
yes.
And take the family on the road with the doggies. But anyways, I'm actually working with Hyundai right now to save our stages. So this segment is actually presented by Hyundai. And it's such an important cause, or we're literally going to have no stages to go back to. And Vinos, I want to think that they want to see Off the Vine back on tour again.
For sure. That's awesome. Thank you, Hyundai.
Yeah. And the wedding events and live entertainment industry is obviously suffering so badly. It's crazy. I have a friend who's a wedding planner in Canada, and she's seen suppliers and venues close their doors like weekly and basically have zero revenue to survive like the small
such
government support. It's not enough.
All that creativity not being able to be shared.
And people's weddings. Like now I'm like so attached to people falling in love, getting married. But some of these stages struggling to stay alive have hosted, I don't know, some of the biggest names in music, comedy, theater, whatever. I just feel like it's important to us and Hyundai. It is that these venues remain open.
Yeah. I love that.
It's future generations, you know, of artists and fans, and want to tell our listeners how they can help. So if we aren't able to save our stages, then tours like mine and all other artists will not be possible in the future. Right. So,
and we want our kids to experience and us to experience live entertainment again.
It's everything. It like brings people together. It makes people happy. It's like you make friends. It's I don't know. It's So the National Independent Venue Association, also known as NIVA, was created to provide support for these venues. They started the NIVA Emergency Relief Fund to provide assistance to these venues, especially those at the highest risk of going under. So visit saveourstages.com to donate, which is, I love that they're doing that.
I love it.
I love when I have good sponsorships,
good cause,
and that are doing something good, and I can talk about things like that are important. So,
and it will affect everybody. Everybody will benefit from it.
Yeah.
Some enjoyment that we all need again.
Speaking of seeing things on stage, you said that you couldn't obviously watch me live on Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Hopefully there's a all-star season and I get to go. Do they pick all the winners?
I don't know. Well, I think so.
Oh my gosh, that would be crazy. Know. But we were talking earlier about the probiotics I gave you.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, I know. I was just going to tee you up for your little confession.
Oh, okay. Well, when every Monday it was tradition, you would FaceTime me. When you're in the makeup chair and getting your hair done and through all the process, it was so nice because you tried to include me and make me feel part of it, which was awesome of you because I know you had lots to think about.
Yeah.
But you would get the nervous
shitties.
I, honest to goodness, every Monday would get the nervous poops for you. And now
We are so connected.
I wish you were going to be on stage or something that would give me the nervous poops because...
Because you constipated.
I'm so concentrated.
Concentrated?
Constipated.
You just didn't want to say it.
I didn't. I don't like this kind of talk.
Okay, get a load of the... Here's your confession.
What?
When I went to camp when I was in the fourth grade, my mom would initial all of my panties.
Yes.
And I had my initials written out on all my pairs of undies. I was like,
didn't everybody?
No. Oh. Just me had labeled Beauty and the Beast underwear.
And your Beauty and the Beast. No. What?
Whales on the tails.
And your sleeping bag was New Kids on the Block.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
But you did. And then the other day we went golfing and I wasn't feeling great. And usually during golf, I'll have a couple cocktails and I was just not feeling good. I was like, I'm feeling a little nauseous, a little pukey. Like I'm just going to have water. I was so dehydrated and thirsty. I went to chug a bottle of water and it was a bottle that mom filled with vodka and put in the cooler. and I almost barfed. I started chugging vodka and I was like, you label my underwear in the fourth grade. You usually label everything and you don't label a water bottle full of vodka.
I'm so sorry about that, but it was pretty funny.
It was I was like,
oh my gosh. Even while you guys are here, I initial your water bottles.
Everything. But that's why I would never think I'm going to open this bottle of water. It looked all nice and cold too. It was like chilled and I was so thirsty and I went to chug it and it was freaking vodka.
I'm sorry about that, honey. And you don't even like vodka much anymore.
I don't. Especially not if I'm going to chug it out of a water bottle. Mm-hmm. Maybe in like a little screwdriver on the plane.
A shot or something.
No, not a shot. Not vodka. A shot. Sick.
Well, what about if it's Brett's vodka?
Deuce vodka.
That's so funny.
Go get your deuce on. That should be their slogan. You should drink a deuce vodka. Maybe it'll help you drop a deuce.
I should.
Unleash that poop dragon.
I'm going to try that.
Okay.
Send me some, Brett.
Can they ship to Mexico? I don't know. I know how liquor laws are.
Liquor laws.
I know those are.
I love it.
Liquor laws. Anyways, also really need to mention that I didn't get any of my April episodes due to filming The Bachelorette and timing / release of episodes this month, as well as last month's. The Pump Your Tires Small Business theme that I usually do. This theme is Asian-owned businesses.
Yes.
So I've extended it a month.
Oh, good.
And so I wanted to tell the Vinos, if you guys have a friend or family member or colleague or someone you know who has an incredible Asian-owned business, then make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, leave a review, and within that review, make sure you mention the business you would like to be considered to be chosen as this month's winner, who gets to come on Off the Vine for a little tiny quick guest segment.
Fun. I can't wait to see what comes out of that.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's so cool. I love talking to small businesses.
This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
And I asked the Vinos for some questions.
Okay.
No, not They're actually good questions.
My wine needs a little refill.
Let me get that for you.
Hang on.
Let me get that for you. What is that, Ace Ventura? Let me get that for you.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, these are actually really cute questions that some people had. So let me start with Nicole Banstra said, what kind of grandma are you to the kids?
Oh, Nicole. You know.
Did you just call her Nicole?
Nicole.
If I had a nickel, then Nicole, I would have Nicole Banstra.
The kind of grandparent, and Rob is too, when we get to see the kids, it's like we do everything together. And yes, we spoil them, but not in a bad way.
No. Help with homework over FaceTime?
Yes. Oh, yes. I help with homework. They're online school right now. And we just like to be there for them. And Brody loves to send videos of him golfing to Papa. Mm-hmm. So, yes. I love grandkids.
And you're funny. Spenny Lee says, does Mama B have any special requests for the wedding?
Spenny, that is such a cool name.
That is a cool name.
Yes.
Spenny.
Oh, special requests are just for everybody to take in the moment. Put away your phones.
Yeah, I'm going to make everyone put their phones in a container.
Like, be in the moment and enjoy it, because it will be documented. You'll have a videographer or whatever. So I just wish that everybody will just enjoy it and be present.
Them. If they are yawning or they're on their phone, I'm going to stop the ceremony. I'm going to call them out.
Call them out. Yeah. Send them out. Time out.
Mom, I saw that yawn. Get out of my wedding. Send you out. Okay. Pasta Costa. This, I get uncomfortable saying this because it's kind of like a very nice compliment to me. So it's hard. It's weird for me to read. But in what ways has KB changed since becoming Insta famous boss babe?
Oh, she's a badass. Oh. No, you have more confidence in yourself than you used to have in your 20s. And also, you want to share that. You want to help other people be successful. And I love that.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I admire that. Mm-hmm.
There's enough room for us all to win at life.
Oh, for sure. Especially women, supporting women.
Oh, for sure, eh?
Yeah.
Amanda O'Brien says, what's Mama B's go-to drink?
Oh, well, if it isn't wine, whiskey and ginger with a
slice of lemon.
Slice of lemon.
That's called a summer. That's what your family called it, right? Summer? Oh,
that was vodka.
Oh, with ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
Oh, interesting.
No, grandma used to call that a summer.
Oh. Yeah. God, I'm so bad at pronouncing names sometimes. But Emel Rose says, what's
Emel?
Emel.
Emel, or whatever.
What is your favorite thing about Caitlin and Jason as a couple?
That's a good question because there's so many things, but my favorite thing is their communication.
Yeah.
Like they communicate really well. So I'd say that is.
I laughed the other day. I actually have a video of we were on the that little boat that we got. And I had a video up and Jason and I were doing a shot of tequila to say like, we were all doing one, like, mm-hmm. congratulations, blah. And he said, I love you before we took the shot. And I was like, I love you too. And Rob was like, did you just say I love you? Like he was so shocked. And I'm like, that's so weird because as people think I'm just, I mean, they know I'm so open and vulnerable and blah. For some reason, I do weirdly have a hard time with like being like, I love you for some reason. And I don't get it because you and dad said that to me all growing up. Mm-hmm. It was very loving, very open with our feelings. And I'm very open about so many things. But for some reason to this day, that's my fiance. And I was, Rob was like, wow, Katie, I'm proud of you for saying that with so much confidence.
But and you feel so safe in this relationship.
Yeah.
So hopefully you'll be able to.
No, I'm good now. That's why he was proud of me. So I can say I love you now. That's so weird. I should probably go to therapy about that. Okay. APS Tech or Apps Tech. But I don't know. How did Mama B manage while she knew you were really struggling living overseas?
Oh, no. I can hardly go there because it was before we didn't have FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it was Skype.
Oh, it was Skype. Yeah. And
but
it was
sketchy. I was a 9 hour time difference.
Yes.
And, so when I was going to bed, you were getting up.
And it was sketchy Skype.
Yeah.
But I worried a lot because I could hear in her voice. Mm-hmm. And when I did get to see her on Skype, I could see in her eyes, she was losing herself mm-hmm. and who she was. And I felt helpless. So thank you for asking that question. Because it was an important part of your life, but you grew from it.
Oh, yeah.
And you survived.
I survived.
Barely. And, but yes, I felt helpless. So I was so happy when she came home and I could help her.
I still have the... Okay, here's my confession. This is my confession. When I was at the lowest point ever and I had to like come live with you guys and stay with you guys and I was in that like really deep, dark place, you guys got me a
Rob
little...
Rob did.
Oh, Rob got me a Care Bear.
Mm-hmm.
That was what was the Care Bear? Sunshine Bear or something?
A sunshine or Heart Bear? Or...
I can't remember. But it was one of the Care Bears. Is Care Bears Canadian?
I don't know.
I'm going to look that up. But he got me this little Care Bear and mm-hmm. it still follows wherever you guys go. You keep it on my bed when I come to visit and yep. I cuddle it every night here. Yes. I cuddle a Care Bear every night because it reminds me how far I've come. And I'm like, this Care Bear really was there through all of
it. It was there for you. It was. That little pink Care Bear. It travels.
I really like this next question. Kelsey B. Weeb says, how did you parent Caitlin's ambitious nature and how do you handle a powerhouse toddler? You answer this.
What, you're going to say you were never a powerhouse toddler?
I was a weird, weird, weird toddler.
Weird. That's weird. How she said weird. Weird.
Weird. Weird.
You know what? I tried to let Caitlin and Haley be who they were. Mm-hmm. Now, did I steer them in certain directions? Yes. But when you told me when you were 7, you were finished with dancing and you didn't want to dance anymore, then I said, okay, honey. And then we went into swimming and brownies and skating and a piano and other things. And then when you were 11, you gave me heck. Why did you let me quit dancing?
That doesn't sound like me.
Oh, hardly, hardly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. You did let me just take my own path. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing is that you didn't ever push me to do like, you have to go to college. You have to do this. You were like, I know Katie is and she's going to thrive if I let her figure things out on her own.
Yes. Yes. You know, and college, university is great for some kids. That's the path
especially
they want to
take. Especially if they know what they want to do.
Yes. But you had your own little drum you were dancing to.
Yeah.
Speaking of a drum, I did a dance on a drum once.
What? How?
Yes. Well, it was a big wooden drum. It looked like a drum. And I danced on top of it.
Why?
It was cool and it made really cool sounds. Like it was...
But first of all, people have to know, and if they don't already, that you were a dancer growing up. And then your profession was a ballet dancer.
But this was tap on a drum.
Oh, that's cool. Uh-huh. That's cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You danced on a ping pong table too.
I did once at an old folks' home because they didn't have a stage so everybody could see. And I had to stay in the middle because when I went over to the side, it started to tip. So I'd have to go back to the middle. But you know what? I loved bringing joy to those old people's faces.
Sweet, sweet old people.
Very sweet. My grandma was at that home.
Aw.
Yeah, you're great.
I love old people and babies.
Grandma. Yeah.
So freaking cute.
So innocent.
This is so innocent. I can't even handle it. Same with dogs. Dogs are so innocent. Okay, Morgan Centrone says, how did you... And Katie, she said KT. Yes, using your new name now.
Oh, I like that.
Get to be so free-spirited and carefree.
Hmm. Well, my dad.
Yeah.
Caitlin's pop was quite free-spirited and quite the entertainer. And little did people know, but so was her grandma. But she was just in the background making funny jokes.
Yeah.
But to be a free spirit, I think you have to believe in yourself and not care what other people think of you. But deep down inside, I really cared what other people thought of me. That's one of my things that I need to work on.
Well, because you grew up as an entertainer. Mm-hmm. And I think part of that stems from you wanting to please people.
Yes.
And make people happy. So I feel like that. You always cared about what people thought because...
Well, expectations.
Yeah. But that's also because you come from a childhood where parenting has evolved so much.
Mm-hmm.
And realizing how much parenting affects your children or how much impact it has on your kids, mm-hmm. which like our grandparents and my great grandparents, I don't think it was like the same back
no,
then.
No, it was different.
It was you had kids to help you grow family businesses and work.
Yes.
And like...
It was simpler.
Yeah. But also more complicated because you didn't understand emotions and feelings. And
Or you didn't acknowledge them, really.
And you didn't acknowledge them.
No. I went in my closet and cried.
Oh.
I know.
But grandma always told me to ugly cry. She'd say, don't hold it in. Don't silent cry. You just let it all out.
Because you feel better after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was a little shy with my cry.
I'm going to be a psycho parent.
Oh, yay. I'll come visit often to give it a bounce.
Actually, that was somebody else's. Somebody asked this question. Oh, here, right here. K Coop 45. Do y'all plan to live closer to each other in the future? We told you this, that we're like, yeah, none of this you living in Mexico stuff. When we have kids,
mm-hmm.
Please move closer.
I really want to live closer or get a private jet, but in my next life.
Or just get a private jet.
In my next life, maybe.
In my next life, I will come back with so much hair and a private jet.
Oh, in that order?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my stupid thin hair. Okay, and last question. Kenya Martinez, how did you decide on the name Caitlin?
Oh, that's a cool question.
Yeah.
We were visiting my brother,
yeah,
Don, and his wife, Patty, in mm-hmm. Denver, Colorado. They had a neighbor who just adopted a baby and named her Caitlin. And I had never heard of that name before then. So I said, Haley was already born, Haley Jane. Mm-hmm. And I said, the next baby, if it's a girl, will be Caitlin Dawn or Landon Bruce.
Oh, yeah, that was going to be my name if I was a boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But so that's how I heard it in Denver at my brother's place. And it's extra special because Uncle Don's very special. He's one of your angels now.
Yes, he is. He was very special.
Mm-hmm.
That whole family actually still is. We were just saying about how your dad, my mom is freaking. My mom is more scared of birds than I am. and there's a bird that keeps coming to their patio, and it's definitely building a nest.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I think it's sweet. Even though I hate birds, I like to see them from afar, and then she's taking care of her little babies. So don't... Mom has a big broom up there to try and be a scarecrow.
Well, Kelty kept a camera on this nest babies. Of baby birds, and I sent her a message and said, no, just no.
Yeah. I mean, birds, but at the same time, if it's just the flapping that bothers us.
Yes.
You know how we were talking about how what I call my grandpa?
Yes.
I have a joke for you.
Okay.
What did the baby corn say to the mama corn?
Oh, husky.
I just said, what do we call grandpa? It's where's popcorn?
Oh, I didn't know that's what you were leading up. I was, I'm sorry. Too much wine.
Next. Okay, well, I think we have something to attend to in 20 minutes. We're doing the Raw Beauty Reset, and we have that today. And then we're going to grill some tuna and steaks. And it's our last night in Mexico together.
The last supper.
It's our last night. We're very tied up on our bets and our games, our card games, our golf games, our pickleball games. It's always Mom and Jason against me and Rob. And we are all very, very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like pretty tied
Tonight's
up right now.
The rubber match.
What, Mom?
The bird.
It's just.
But anyhow, tonight is the rubber match of all matches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Winner takes all tonight.
Winner takes all.
Yes. Yes. So
what do we win?
We win a trip. You will win a trip to Nashville or a trip to Canada.
You guys need to come to Nashville.
Yes, we need to come. We were there once and we loved it, but we need to come again and see your home and see the puppies. I haven't met Pino yet.
You need to meet Pino. He's the cuddliest little puppies. Oh my gosh. If anybody's listening with their dogs, they're probably like, what? Like a squeak toy.
Yeah.
Anytime Pino is squeaking a toy in the podcast, other dogs freak out. But oh my gosh, I've had the best week here with you and finally being together again. And people were very excited to hear from you.
Well, thank you, people. The only thing that would make this visit better is if all the family could be here.
Yeah.
But
not good enough?
This was the highlight
of
my year.
Daughter not good
enough? Oh, here we go. All right. So, no, I just wanted to thank you. I mean, I didn't think I'd be a big podcast draw, but...
Are you kidding me?
No.
People live for the Mama Bee podcasts.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you all for your support for my girl and having her back. Like I said, it means a lot to me. And I just can't wait for more Off the Vine tours.
And for this COVID shit to be over.
Wait to have a case of Spade and Sparrows waiting for me in Canada.
And a grandbaby.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Like drink a full bottle of wine and then drop it on a podcast. What? I'm just kidding. What? I'm just saying in the future.
Oh, in the future.
We're talking about the future.
We do have a grandbaby there, but that grandbaby's 20 years old.
What? Oh, in the your other home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And get ready for next week because I have the sweetest, most incredible lady join me. I actually was a big fan before, quote unquote, meeting her on the podcast, and an even bigger fan now because she legitimately is as real as they come. So pretty much she's just, I love how vulnerable and honest she is. But
who is it?
She's got a great accent. She's so funny. She talks like this.
Oh,
Kelly Osbourne.
Oh, that is amazing. Like, that gives me goosebumps.
I know, it's pretty cool.
And I love her vulnerability.
Well, because she's learned so much. Some people were like giving me shit because, you know, everyone in the world makes mistakes and has said something or done something.
Yes.
But it's like she has grown and learned. She's so vulnerable. And I just, no matter if I have a guest on that people like, dislike, know or don't know, I guarantee you will walk away from that podcast feeling positive.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway, she joins me to talk about the highs and lows of being born into fame, her public personal battles, her newest podcast, and a lot more.
I can't wait to hear that.
And I'm going to make her a shirt that she's going to wear. And it says, I give Caitlin Bristow the nervous shits.
Oh, because you were, that's big time.
So funny. Okay, I love you, Mama B.
I love you, sweetheart. KD, but now I call you KT.
Yeah, I'm not changing my last name.
Caitlin Dawn.
I'll be Caitlin Bristow Tardick.
Okay.
Because Bristow is a part of my identity.
Yes.
And I'm proud of that name and I love that name. And I also sometimes love little traditions. So I also would like, because our kids are going to have the last name Tardick. So right. I'd like to have that and share that with them too.
Right.
And again, this is my own thought. And if you take other people's last name or you don't, I think it's great too.
To each their own.
Yep. But I'll be Caitlin Dawn Bristow Tardick.
Woo. Write that down 5 times.
Say that 5 times, you
or
mean?
Or say that.
Wait, I had one more thing I wanted to say. And thank you for cuddling me and tickling my arms in the morning.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And well, that was so funny when Sydney FaceTimed and she said, where's Auntie? I said,
no, Sid FaceTimed me and said, where's Uncle Jason?
Oh, right. Where's Uncle Jason?
I said, oh, he's golfing with Papa Rob. And she said, and you're not in bed cuddling Emma, which is what she calls you. And I was like, well, I just woke up. And she was FaceTimed you immediately. And she's like, go get in bed and cuddle Auntie Katie for me.
Yes.
And so we're like, that's true. We need to do that.
And we did. And I did again this morning, too.
Okay, let's go jump in the pool quickly. And then have our raw beauty reset.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. And thank you, Erin, for having us on.
Erin Treloar, you're the best.
Kay. She is the queen.
Great therapy. Your session is now ending.
Thank you.
Well, I knew you were going to do that voice. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
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 Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?